WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 46 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. One of the first two members of the Blinn College Board of Trustees from Brazos County is stepping down. College officials announced Nancy Berry intends to resign at the end of the month. Berry, who is joining the Brazos County Commissioner's Court, was appointed to the Blinn Board last year, along with former Bryan City Councilwoman Ann Horton. According to a state law passed during the last session of the legislative session, the vacancy will be filled with one of the seven members of Blinn's Brazos County Advisory Committee. Bryan School District administrators will look into changing at least one of their recommendations as part of next year's realignment of pre-kindergarten through eighth grades. The board's newest member, Julie Harlan, says she has a son in the Kickstart Kids program. Harlan says she was disappointed to hear seventh and eighth graders will be moved to an after-school program.
Partly because that's where they do the competitions. I mean, they're not even eligible for competition, I don't think, as sixth graders. So I'm not sure how that will impact that program. And I can tell you, as someone who drives all over town, it's tough to get kids where they need to be sometimes after school. So I don't know if there's a plan in place to help with transportation if kids choose to do that program.
Interim Superintendent Tim Roeke says Kickstart is a very flexible program.
They equally were a little disappointed. They do want a piece of the 7th and 8th grade pie. And the problem we had was just time and availability. But we'll certainly take a look at it see what we can. And it may be that we can carve out a little bit of niche in there or something.
The Bryan Board also went behind closed doors to talk about, among other things, which teachers will be transferred due to realignment. Teachers are scheduled to be notified on the 16th. Students will learn which school they will attend by the end of January. Organizers of tonight's Texas A&M's Aggies United event have issued some do's and don'ts. A major point of emphasis is that no bags, not even clear plastic bags, will be allowed inside Kyle Field. If you have to bring in critical medications and or medical supplies, you will be directed to entrance number 7. Only authorized banners and signage will be allowed inside. Tickets are required to enter the stadium, but there is no charge. A link to tickets and additional information about the event, which is taking place at the same time a private citizen is hosting white nationalist speaker Richard Spencer, is online at WTAW.com. And the winner's list has been released from the 90th BCS Christmas Parade. The grand prize for the Toyland-themed parade was presented to Knit Knot LLC. The judge's award was given to Caldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, and the award of excellence went to the City of Bryan's Parks and Recreation Department. The list of all winners is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 46 degrees. You can be part of the show. Just text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30 or always on our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, health care providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Genesis OBGYN's Dr. Smith, Jazzy's Med Spa, Arbor Oaks, and we'll hear from Dr. Kaquan about how to age gracefully. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
On Wednesday, December 7th, the George Bush 41 Center will host a series of events commemorating the 75th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack, starting with outdoor patriotic revelry, progressing to an indoor panel moderated by Britt Hume of Fox News, and culminating with a tour of the newest exhibit at the Bush Presidential Library called Pearl Harbor Remembered. Former President George H.W. Bush and Senator Bob Dole are scheduled to attend with other special guests. It's free to attend, but interested persons must first RSVP at Bush Events at Bush 41.
Good morning, 7-11, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Any patchy fog gives way to partial sun this morning, but clouds will start to roll in this afternoon. Highs today close to 65. Clouds tonight, there could be some fog, a little bit of mist overnight. Lows will be 45 to 50. Clouds for tomorrow, there's the chance of a shower towards evening, 60. Cloudy, maybe a shower tomorrow night, 40 to 45. Remaining cloudy on Thursday, breezy, 40 to 45 Thursday morning, turning colder in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from men's coach Billy Kennedy on the men's basketball team's win last night. We'll check out the details of last night's women's game as well. Meanwhile, it looks like College Station's upcoming semifinal game will take place at the Alamo Dome. And in the NBA, two out of three of our Texas teams earned wins on the hardwood last night. We'll look at the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yeah, they're probably glad they're going to move that puppy inside in San Antonio. It's going to be, you know, in addition to the temps, because again, we're going to be Wednesday night, a low of 41. And then Thursday, we're only going to get up to 44, but they call it breezy. Well, breezy is north winds gusting to 25. So yeah, that's breezy.
Like biting wind.
Yeah. And then Thursday night, we got ourselves a little freeze, which ought to be fun. It's not bad. I mean, it's just a little
starting
freeze
to feel like Christmas, guys.
It is. That's right. That's it. Sunshine, you know, and then don't worry, we'll warm up for Christmas. You know, it'll probably be 67
yeah,
or so.
Shorts weather.
80 degrees. Yeah.
But again, maybe close to a freeze on Friday night as well. And then Saturday we'll warm up to 58. So as you're moving forward on that stuff.
Hey, life expectancy of a hippopotamus?
Yeah.
40 to 50 years.
Hey.
So 47 was a nice long life.
Matilda did well.
She did.
Yeah. Died of a heart attack, in fact, as they were transporting her.
Oh.
They were moving her to Florida, which is, of course, heaven's waiting room anyway.
Right.
But even for hippopotamuses. But, sorry, if you weren't with us earlier this morning, you'll just have to go back and listen to it. Which, by the way, it's archived anytime if you want to. I mean, if you've got nothing else to do.
Or even if you do.
Yeah. Just plug in the earbuds and stay with us. You know, you can hang with us. It's archived on the website at WTAW.com. You can text us anytime, 979-695-1620. Hey, don't forget, it's Christmas Angels time as well. Now, today is the 6th, the 14th, so that's next Wednesday, week from tomorrow, is the deadline to get your wrapped gifts back to the Blue Baker location. If you want to do it the easiest way, you could go to mychristmasangels.com and just pick it out right there, or you can dump some money on us and we'll go shopping, because we have folks here who love to go shopping.
Yes,
that's right.
We do.
And they spend money like it's their own. So just letting you know, they're very good about that. Okay, so the Washington Post reports that Donald Trump will be the first president in many years, 150 to be exact, who comes to the White House without a pet.
Without a pet, yeah.
Martin Van Buren had tiger cubs. Thomas Jefferson and Teddy Roosevelt had bears. Calvin Coolidge had a pygmy hippopotamus.
Whoa.
Hey. Another hippopotamus reference for this morning that was captured in Liberia was given to Coolidge by Harvey Firestone. That is the Firestone dude.
Yeah.
1927. Most other presidents have had either dogs or cats.
I got to admit, when I woke up this morning, I did not think I would hear the word hippopotamus this many
That's
times.
That's right. Who knew?
This morning.
Who knew?
So, well, I mean, he's a busy man.
That's right.
He really doesn't have time
for a pet.
And his kids are grown. Well, I guess not all of them.
He's got the 10-year-old.
Yeah, you're right.
Once again, look, if you're that rich, you've got other things to play with other than pets.
Right.
I mean, they hire people to come in and play with your kids.
True.
So, not a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway. Just letting you know.
So maybe they'll get one.
Could be. Well, you know, it's the optics. You know, it's the optics.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that, as we found out, he'll tweet about it, because he'll tweet about dang near anything.
And everything.
Part of his success may in fact be the fact that he talks like a third grader.
Mm. So if you'll no, this not, makes sense.
If you'll take the Flesch-Kincaid grade level test, the text of Trump's responses to questions scored a third grade reading level.
And guess what the average American's reading level is?
I mean, Chelsea, it's U.S. Americans.
U.S.
Americans.
Okay. U.S. Americans.
But anyway,
excuse me.
Yeah, that's okay. That's all right. But anyway, no, that's the deal, is he's very easy to understand.
Yep.
By comparison, Ted Cruz came in at a ninth grade level and Ben Carson at an eighth grade level, which is okay.
Yeah.
But again, we're trying to talk to people about things that are important to them. And, you know, that's pretty much an elevator talk. You can do that really quickly. You don't have to do anything else. Just you want to know what people are angry about, what they're scared about. Yeah, Trump pretty well knew how to talk about that.
Yeah.
So that's fine. If it happens to be a third grader, so be it.
Interesting.
Well, they can't vote, but.
Yeah. Now,
no, but the average U.S.
But
American
that's the that's the issue. Yeah.
Exactly. All right. So holiday nativity scenes are getting
interesting.
More creative.
Yes.
So have we seen Mark Osterstretcher posting photos of his nativity scenes from the past years? He's kind of famous about this. This year's favorite is the one that he calls the hipster nativity.
Yes, I've heard about this now.
Mm-hmm. Mary and Joseph taking selfies with baby Jesus while the three wise men arrive on Segways bearing gifts from Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm. Dressed like hipsters.
Sure.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. His blog currently features around 70 different nativity creations. Collection is getting a lot of online attention. Of course, that's positive and negative, as you would imagine. To wit, online stuff. I mean, people make money on YouTube. I don't know if you know that or not. Some people make a lot of money. Well, Forbes magazine is always putting out their people richer than you list, and they do different categories. They do entertainers, or they just do people who are rich, rich, rich. But today they've released the highest paid YouTube stars of the past year. Now, there's this guy named PewDiePie.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. It's spelled D-I-E-P-I-E, but PewDiePie. $15 million.
Wow.
$15 million this guy made last year.
All he does is play video games
and
that's people watch him.
Now,
bizarre.
Roman Atwood, who made a mere $8 million last year for his prank videos, along with a book deal and a tour and merchandise and his film called Natural Born Pranksters. But, I mean, these are people who I've never heard of, but I go and watch videos on how to fix stuff on YouTube. Uh-huh. I don't do this. But, I mean, there are people on here that made the number nine person made $5 million this year. How do they get these followers? I mean, can you guys help me with that?
It only takes one video to go viral,
then
you get a lot of people coming to your channel or your page and watching other things, and then if you catch their interest and you can post something else, you know, every other day or every week, and you just keep getting more followers. And then advertisers are the ones that, you know, if they can run ads on your videos,
hold up the product or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now, and I get, you know, they mentioned some people, and I'll go in and look at them first before I'll give you their names, because I don't want to send you someplace that's not good. But anyway, I can see comedians. Okay, that makes sense. I can see somebody like this Atwood guy who does prank stuff. But I mean, if you're just kind of reviewing video games for people?
I'm not a big YouTuber, so I'm not necessarily the best person to ask about this, because I don't watch a lot of YouTube videos, and so I don't really understand the draw to it.
My closest claim to fame as far as YouTube stardom goes is last year, whenever Chris Stapleton and Justin Timberlake were on the Country Music Awards,
right,
and they did that Tennessee Whiskey song.
Sure.
Very reminiscent of I Would Rather Go Blind by Etta James.
Okay.
I made a really cool mashup on that.
Right.
And I posted it on YouTube, and I spammed it everywhere. I mean, I posted links to it on every single Chris Stapleton video and Justin Timberlake video and everything, and I only got 14,458 views at this point
history.
I mean, he knows the exact number.
I'm looking at it.
He does, yeah. He checks it every morning, right?
It updates me every day, yeah.
But these people have folks who subscribe to their channel.
Right. So every time they post something, it's coming up. Yep.
Man.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Again.
Because I tried and only got that much.
There's a ton of ways to make money in this old world, that's for sure. Mm. So you got that going on. All right, here's some food news for you.
And it's not in radio.
Yeah, no. Another twist on an American staple. This time two junk foodies have written for Instagram under the name Junk Banter, swear that hot cocoa, white chocolate, and winter Oreos are set for debut next October. October 27.
Okay.
It'll be hot. So you could, got hot cocoa, white chocolate, and winter Oreos.
What are winter Oreos?
Hmm. Well, I don't know. They'll be white. That's all I can figure.
Okay.
Now, I saw something. I'll have to go back and look and see his details. Apple pie Oreos.
Oh,
have you heard about those?
No, I have not.
Well, which is, I think, for a while, the Fig Newton people were doing other Newtons, and I think they did apple Newtons, which is, that makes sense. You take apple pie filling and you put it in that deal, and that could work. But anyhow, we'll see if we can dig those out and see if that's true. Now, for their part, the company that makes Oreos says, no, we have no news for you.
Okay.
If you want to believe that, that's
playing it close to the vest.
That's right. Great day for ice cream connoisseurs everywhere as Wendy's is offering unlimited free Frosties once again.
Ooh.
The fast food giant selling Frosty key tags. They cost $2, and they'll get you a junior Frosty with any order through 2017, even better, 85% of the proceeds go to the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
Wow,
so
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Frosties are pretty tasty.
They are, and it doesn't just go in their pocket. They're doing something good with it.
Yeah.
So now we mentioned that today is among other things, is Pawnbroker's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, I guess I didn't know that there was a shortage of patron saints. Did you?
No.
They haven't advertised it.
Yeah.
But the pawnbrokers have a patron saint, as do brewers.
Really?
Yeah. As do archers.
Brewers do it St. Arnold.
No.
Merchants,
no. And, okay. And repentant thieves. They're all St. Nicholas.
Really?
Oh.
St. Nicholas.
Like, as in Santa Claus.
Yeah, that one, because he's the patron saint of children as well. So you share that
with
pawnbrokers and repentant thieves.
Okay.
So
interesting.
Saint Nick is doing that.
All right. He's
you know.
Man of many.
Well, what can I say? Where else are you going to get Saint Trivia other than right here? The Broadway version of Disney's Frozen going to hit the slopes in Denver before slushing into Broadway. Tell me that's not going to be a big deal.
Oh, my gosh. Because the music, Disney movies, their popularity and everything, but this one is about the music.
Yeah,
I mean, they love the songs, they as in the children and all the adults that watch it, too.
Well, I didn't know. Yeah.
So for anything to go to Broadway, and Lion King was the same way.
Sure.
You know the songs in Lion King, and that's kind of how Frozen is.
Well, this week, or last week, Hamilton did 2.3 mil in a week, so we'll see. Frozen,
so people are still
will be a good challenge.
Like, people are still going to Broadway,
yeah,
for
they
sure.
are. Hello?
Hey, so I'm not Paul Harvey, and this isn't the rest of the story. It's just part of it. So a pawnbroker's logo historically has three golden coins.
Okay.
St. Nicholas delivered three bags of golden coins to help wed people off a long time ago, if you look into the history of St. Nicholas. So there's some tie-in there.
Okay.
I'm not 100% what, but I know they are related somehow.
That's
very
good.
Cool.
Thank you. That's how we get smart on the show.
And just
because
you made me feel crazy, I had to look it up. St. Yeah. Arnold is the patron saint of hop pickers and Belgian brewers.
Oh, okay. So this is just general brewery.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello.
St. Nicholas is also the patron saint of prostitutes.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Children and prostitutes.
Well, we got
fantastic.
That. Thanks for the help.
I didn't know all of these people had patron saints.
Yeah. And again, I didn't know that there was a shortage of patron saints that you had to share them.
Yeah, that too.
It would seem like, the Pope, whoever does patron saints, let's get us some more out there so we can, we don't have to
give someone else to the prostitute.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Your home will sparkle with holiday magic this season when it's professionally decorated by Green Teams. For over 15 years, Green Teams has designed and installed beautiful and unique holiday decor. Select from a portfolio of design ideas, or Green Teams can tailor to your specific home. They'll make sure every touch is perfect. Just leave all the work to Green Teams. Call 823-7551, 823-7551. Green Teams Interiorscape, 823-7551.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Let's check some weather. It's 7:26, and the weather is brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. We do have some sunshine here today, and that's nice, and it's going to warm up to 62, which will be pleasant enough, certainly compared to the last few days that we've had. Then tonight cools down to around 47 or so. Tomorrow, same number, 63, a little bit cooler at night. Then we have the change on Thursday. Windy, winds gusting up to about 25 miles an hour, and we're talking a high temperature of only 44 degrees. We'll have looks like officially our first freeze for a while, as we'll get down to around 29 degrees or so. And then on Friday, sunshine again, 46, but a low down near freezing. And then Saturday, 20% chance of showers and a high near 60. Right now, winds out of the southeast. We have 96% relative humidity, really, under fair skies, and it's 46 degrees out there.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Okay, so over the weekend, the Pentagon announced the release of a Gitmo terrorist. That leaves 59 still behind bars at Guantanamo Bay. Now, another 20 have been approved for release by Obama, as we know from hard experience. Once released, some of them will be back on the battlefield trying to kill us. The West African nation of Cape Verde is the destination for the latest freed terrorist. He was captured in Pakistan with other terrorists. But we're told that he's a low-level militant with only terrorist basic training, so it's okay for him to be released. I guess so he can finish his advanced terrorist training with his buddies. CBS reports that many of the terrorists still at Club Gitmo were closely following the presidential election. David Reams, a lawyer for one of the terrorists, told CBS that his client is afraid that once Trump takes office, the prison doors at Gitmo will slam shut. The lawyer said that his terrorist client told him the detainees were on edge on election night. As the tide turned toward Trump's victory, many of them thought it was the end of the world. They felt so miserable that many of them requested tranquilizers and sleeping pills because they were so distraught. That's just like the liberals here. The terrorists at Gitmo believed the polls. They thought Hillary was a lock, which must have been good news for them. But when she lost, their dreams were shattered. What the hell does that say?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Are you looking for a state-of-the-art security system for homes like yours? I have one, Simply Safe. It's as effective a home security system as you can find. Simply Safe's Defender system may be the best valued package available this holiday season. The system has everything you need to protect your home. It has an arsenal of security sensors for doors and windows, motion sensors, glass breaking sensors, a blaring siren to scare off would-be intruders, wireless keypads and a base station that connect it all together. Connect this system to Simply Safe's monitoring service for police dispatch. You get 24/7 monitoring for only $15 a month without a long-term contract. The Defender system from Simply Safe is a fantastic value. It gets better. Keep your home safe and get $200 off at simplysafeusa.com. Just go to simplysafeusa.com for $200 off your Defender security package. That's simplysafeusa.com.
Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Bayinski family believes the Christmas season is the perfect time to say thank you and express their warmest greetings to friends and clients, old and new. Whether buying or selling a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or go online aggielandrealestate.com.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 46 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board had plenty of questions of administrators during the latest update on next year's realignment of pre-kindergarten through eighth grades. Fine Arts Coordinator Pat Corbett says fifth and sixth graders will have music and art on alternating days, requiring the hiring of four more fifth grade art and four more fifth grade music teachers. Corbett also responded to board member David Stasny's request to bring back a fifth grade orchestra.
I know orchestra a lot of times has started at much younger ages. What I would like to do is look at this and, you know, down the line, if it looks like it's financially and more beneficial to our students to start an orchestra class at a younger age, we can certainly address that.
Board President Trey Moore supported adding dance for 7th and 8th graders, which is the only high school activity not available in the middle schools.
Being a district that is predominantly economically disadvantaged, most of our girls do not have access to, and they're young men also that that have been involved in drill team, but a large percentage of our students do not have the economic availability to go take private dance lessons growing up. And then when they get to the high school level, they're essentially precluded from participating in Cheyennes and Rangerettes.
The Bryan board also went behind closed doors to talk about, among other things, which teachers will be transferred due to realignment. Teachers are scheduled to be notified on the 16th. Students will learn by the end of January. Blinn College has announced the resignation of one of two Brazos County members of the Board of Trustees. Former College Station Mayor Nancy Berry is stepping down at the end of this month as she transitions into her newly elected position on the Brazos County Commissioner's Court. Berry and former Bryan City Councilwoman Ann Horton were the first two members appointed under state legislation passed in the last session. County commissioners will choose Berry's replacement from the seven members of Blinn's Brazos County Advisory Committee, which is also part of the state law. If you're planning to attend tonight's Aggies United event at Kyle Field, a heads up that tickets are required, but there is no admission charge. Ticket and parking information is available on our website at WTAW.com. Aggies United is Texas A&M's response to a private citizens hosting white nationalist speaker Richard Spencer at the same time at the Memorial Student Center. Organizers are emphasizing that no bags, including clear bags, will be allowed inside the stadium. Those who must have medical supplies will be going to entrance 7 for a bag check and tagging. The Kyle Field program will be co-hosted by student body president Hannah Wimberly and actor and author Hill Harper. The list of performers includes V. Bozeman, Ben Rector, and a variety of campus artists. Speakers include Holocaust survivor Max Glaubin, representatives of student organizations, and university and A&M system administrators. Three pages of winners has been announced by organizers of the 90th BCS Christmas Parade. Congratulations to all the winners of the Toyland theme, which you can find online at WTAW.com. The state senator representing Brazos County files legislation designed to keep rural hospitals open despite the actions of what he says are corrupt administrators.
Republican Charles Schwertner of Georgetown says 2 years ago, the owner of six rural hospitals in Texas was found guilty of defrauding Medicare for over $1 million, and that led to the closure of three of the facilities. His bill would allow for a trustee to take over in such cases and for funds to preserve patient records. He thinks it'll pass.
You know, I think it's a bipartisan type of issue, and, you know, I don't think anyone wants to tolerate bad hospitals, bad administrators, and corrupt owners. So I think it'll have wide support in both chambers.
The orthopedic surgeon is chair of the health committee. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
The fate of the state's controversial Cancer Prevention and Research Institute will be decided by the state legislature. A Senate bill would extend its sunset date of 2020 in order to allow CPRIT more time to dole out its remaining $1.2 billion. Departing State Representative Jim Kiefer of Eastland, west of Fort Worth, wrote the legislation that created the institute in 2007.
The leadership has put CPRIT on in their different boards. Have put CPRIT on great footing, very sound footing. And so, yeah, I think there's a good story to tell.
There has also been pressure for the state to annex CPRIT as its own self-sustaining entity. Texas Congressman and Aggie Louie Gohmert has a victory over the architect of the U.S. House. The Tyler Republican had been ordered to stop smoking ribs on the office balcony of another congressman. Gohmert credits Speaker Paul Ryan and Republican Whip Steve Scalise to continue producing ribs that are popular regardless of one's political taste.
What I cook, it's probably the only time here on Capitol Hill when I actually leave a good taste in people's mouths instead of a bitter taste.
The architect had said that barbecuing posed a fire hazard. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 46 degrees. Be part of the show. Text us. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. More news at the top of the hour or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good news. Barker's Heating and Cooling is here to make you feel good this winter with a new Lennox home comfort system. Best of all, at Barker's, we have plenty of options for high-efficiency heating for any budget. So feeling cozy at home doesn't mean you'll feel the pinch of high utility bills. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-1154 for nice, perfectly warm Lennox comfort. Call 979-314-1154 or online at BarkerServices.com. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan, Colorado. Station. License TACALA 28101C.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far, but you don't have to go too far to go far. Aggieland HelpWanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Aggieland HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini-mester doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini-mester courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Having your own swimming pool is a great way to ensure fun and relaxation for your entire family. By adding a swimming pool to your backyard, it's an investment in your home's value that should only be trusted to professionals. The Pool Guy has over 30 years experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. The Pool Guy will enhance your backyard with a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget that will meet your every desire. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of pleasure.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
David Gardner's Jewelers in College Station is conducting a massive jewelry liquidation. This is the most spectacular sale in their 33-year history. Now, save up to 60%.
To prepare for this historic event, the entire inventory has been reviewed, and millions of dollars of inventory has been identified that must be sold.
This multi-million dollar collection of fine jewelry, diamonds, and more is being offered for immediate sale, all at sacrifice prices.
Don't miss your incredible opportunity to acquire exceptional fine jewelry and watches for both yourself and those that are special to you, just in time for holiday gift giving, all at sacrifice liquidation prices.
Now, take advantage of this unprecedented sale until the massive multi-million dollar collection is sold.
This gigantic jewelry liquidation event is taking place exclusively at David Gardner's Jewelers, 911 University Drive East.
Good morning. It's 7:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Here you go.
Patchy fog will give way to partial sunshine this morning, and then we'll notice some cloudiness coming in by late today. Temperatures will be up to about 65. We'll have clouds, some areas of fog and mist overnight. Lows will be 45 to 50. Clouds for tomorrow. Looks like a shower possible late in the day, 60. Showers are possible tomorrow night. Lows 40 to 45. Mostly cloudy and breezy. Cold Thursday. Highs only 40 to 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the men's and women's basketball teams hit the court last night. We'll take a look at the details of both games. Also, we'll take a look at who's on the list for Saturday's upcoming Heisman Trophy ceremony. And Carlos Beltran is the newest player to don the blue and orange after finalizing a deal with the Astros. All the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. If you haven't done your Christmas Angels thing, we appreciate it if you do that. You know, you can go to mychristmasangels.com and you can you can donate right there if you'd like to. Speaking of which, Barker's Heating and Cooling has dropped $5,000 on us.
Wow.
Yeah, for Christmas Angels. We thank them. They've done it before, and they've done it again this year. We thank them for doing that. But you can make a special Christmas for Christmas Angels, somebody you don't know, either a kiddo or a special needs adult. We thank the folks from Blue Baker for making all that happen. We've got until December 14th for you to return those wrapped gifts. So, Louis Gohmert, whoop! Class of 75.
Whoop said, I just want to cook me some ribs.
Yeah. And you know, what the heck? There's nothing wrong with having a little grill out there doing that thing.
Yeah.
As he said, it leaves a good taste in people's mouths for a change. not always what Louis does, but yep. Way to go for that. So Facebook has finally admitted it does have a problem with fake news and some responsibility to stop the spread of misinformation and stuff on its platform. So the social media giant rolling out a new feature that shifts the work of flagging false stories to you, the Facebook user. Surveys were started, and they popped up below stories on Facebook, asking users to evaluate how misleading an article's language is or whether it leaves out key details. Feature doesn't seem to be widespread yet, but at least it's out there, and you can do it, if at all possible. So
I can't help but wonder if they would still be doing this if Hillary won.
Oh, now Brad.
I know.
7:43. Hello.
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW.
Yeah, and we have a lady
She's
too.
Always
yeah.
so rude. 30,
yeah.
625.
Yeah.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical.
Sure.
Like the treadmill kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and
my mic
laughing
must have been
at their
off.
Jokes and stuff. So I'm hoping it's maybe just a deal that happens on Tuesdays.
No.
That it's not going to be that way every morning because I'd like to have it on WTAW.
Try again tomorrow.
Don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
stuff.
That's not that pressing.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. So here's some Moby. When was the last time we played Moby?
Wow.
Yeah.
Been a while.
I decided I'd drag that out from about, I don't know, how many years ago was Moby?
10?
Something. Yeah.
Pre-Brad and I.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's right. Yeah, because Tom Turbyville always wanted to hear us play Moby.
Oh.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, this is called Go. All right. This should be okay working. Yeah.
You just wanted to pick a song that I wouldn't know.
Since I
already got to sing this morning once.
I just thought I'd do a little dance music this morning.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm jamming.
I mean, we could have done Hippopotamus. You want to go back? Just a click away, unfortunately. All right. So in December of 2013, San Francisco International joined a growing list of airports where handlers walked trained therapy dogs through the terminals to greet passengers and kind of help to reduce that whole stress of travel thing. This week, San Francisco's International Wag Brigade got its first non-canine member. That's right, a spotted pig named Lilu.
Oh, awesome. That's cute.
No, it is not.
Yeah, huh?
Hello.
Some people are allergic to dogs,
Hello.
Scott.
That's true. Hello.
Yeah, from this little workout bug, I've got a box of crayons and a fuzzy puppy for.
Yeah. that'll work. Yeah, fuzzy puppy. Therapy pig. Well, have you know, when Mary Mike used to do the show, she got a pot-bellied pig, and she brought it into the studio.
Oh, yeah? Ooh, okay.
Well, it was okay because, I mean, she put Johnson's baby powder on, as I recall. So she brought in this Vietnamese pot-bellied pig that smelled like Johnson's baby powder. Somehow I remember that from a long time ago. But anyhow, I guess that according to the stats from Lilu's Wag Brigade trading card, yeah, the animals have trading cards.
That's a thing?
Yep. She also performs a variety of tricks, including greeting people with her snout.
Aww.
Or wave, or twirling and standing up on her back hooves. Now, that's pretty good.
Ooh, yeah.
And plays a toy piano. Lilu also has her own Instagram page, if you want to.
Of course she does.
Because
who doesn't these days?
You. Sure. So that's it's Lilu. It's the therapy pig.
But seriously, there are some people allergic
You're
to
right.
dogs or, you know, cats, obviously. I don't think there are such things as therapy cats.
Nope.
But yeah, so a pig's a nice alternative.
And the comfort. Yeah, that's it. So if you're in San Francisco and freaked out, you'll probably see a pig. All right, Donald Trump proudly modeling the new cap. Have you seen it?
No.
Okay, that's not one of these just make America great again is so yesterday. Okay, so today we got the new one. It's got 45 emblazoned across it. What you can do is buy this now. The official Donald Trump hat for only $40. Comes in red or white, features USA on the front, the American flag on one side, and the number 45 on the other, obviously the 45, because he will become the 45th president of U.S. America next month.
Mm-hmm.
Campaign website states it's the only place online to purchase the official USA rope hat worn by the 45th president, Donald J. Trump himself, and the website adds it, of course, is made in America.
It better be.
Yeah.
Okay. So, authentic, right? All about authentic. You don't want it to be phony. Have you heard about the United States phony embassy? There's
no.
A phony embassy that has been operating in Mozambique. Now, I mean, you talk about go big or go home.
Yeah.
Let's put together a fake U.S. embassy.
Yeah, what is the point of that?
I'm going to explain it. Hello.
Oh, good.
Are you sure that ain't one of them recycled Ricky Bobby hats?
Yeah. Ricky Bobby. All right, so here we go. It's the fake embassy in Mozambique. It's in the news.
This is a shocker, said one Ghanaian official, describing the fake U.S. embassy that managed to operate in plain sight for a decade, charging $6,000 for fake or fraudulently obtained visas to the States. The bogus embassy even flew a U.S. flag, and inside had a photo of President Obama on the wall. When the State Department persuaded local authorities to shut the operation down, around 150 passports, many with U.S. visas in them, were found. It's thought a Turkish crime syndicate was behind the fake embassy, which even advertised its services widely on billboards.
Oh, my God.
A fake embassy.
For 10 years.
And the United States had to ask them to please go close it? It even had a picture of the president in there. Well, it must be real then. But there you go. They were selling passports and visas out of there.
Now, Now, were these passports and visas working?
You know, don't know. They didn't say anything about that.
I mean, they had to have at least a little bit in order for it to work for 10 years.
Probably right. That's exactly right. So there you are.
Mayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
This time of year is supposed to be the most joyous time of the year, but it's often the most stressful. And I think a big reason for that is the amount of expectation we pour into the holidays. Think about it. We put expectations on ourselves and our family members, and they have expectations for how they want things to go too. It's a special time of year, and we want the house to be perfect, the gifts to be perfect, the meals to be perfect, and maybe even the kids to look perfect. Things have to go off without a hitch. The trouble is, holidays rarely work out as perfectly as we'd like because there are too many variables that can go wrong. And the moment our expectations get dashed, stress, disappointment, and conflict aren't far behind. The most obvious solution is to lower your expectations. Of course, that can be a little tricky because we often don't realize just how high those expectations really are until it's too late. The best way to diffuse that problem is to talk about everything ahead of time. So as you're planning your holiday get-togethers this year, talk with your spouse or other family members about how you hope things will go. It may not seem like much, but conversations like that can make a huge difference. They'll help you put things in the right perspective, and those lowered expectations can create just enough wiggle room for you to stay calm when things go differently than you expected. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Message and data rates may apply.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule.
For information, text the word degree to 37913.
Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU 5th in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond.
To learn more about ASU online degrees, text degree to 37913. Again, that's degree to 37913.
Good morning. I was getting ready to read the news there.
Yeah, really.
I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW sports. It's 7:53. Well, in A&M basketball, Tyler Davis scored a career-high 25 points on 9 of 12 shooting as Texas A&M defeated Texas A&M Corpus Christi 86-69 last night. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on the win.
It's always good to get the win. We didn't defend like we wanted to. I just know we got to get better defensively, not taking anything away from Corpus Christi. But I thought when we weren't making shots, we didn't play with a sense of urgency on the defensive end.
Texas A&M had 21 assists on 31 field goals and shot 54% overall. The Aggies next take on Denver tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Pregame will be at 6:30, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the number 25 women's team rallied from a 16-point deficit but couldn't complete the comeback, falling 54-53 to SMU at Moody Coliseum last night. Danny Williams led the Aggies with 21 points, with 16 of her points coming in the second half. The Aggies return to action on Thursday to take on TCU at 7:30 p.m. Pregame will be at 7:15, and you can catch that one on The Zone as well. Texas A&M returns home on Saturday to host Texas A&M Corpus Christi at 2 p.m. In A&M football, senior Deshaun Hall has been invited to participate in the 2017 Reese's Senior Bowl. Hall joins Texas A&M teammates Justin Evans and Josh Reynolds among the 2017 Senior Bowl participants. That game will be played on January 28, 2017 at Ladd Peebles Stadium in Mobile, Alabama. And with the Heisman Trophy ceremony set in New York on Saturday night, Louisville quarterback Lamar Jackson, Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield, and receiver Dede Westbrook, who hails from Cameron, Michigan linebacker Jabril Peppers, and Clemson quarterback Deshaun Watson were announced as Heisman Trophy finalists last night. Jackson has long been considered the favorite to win the award after opening September on a torrid touchdown pace, racking up 26 total TDs in the month and at least 400 yards of offense in each game. In high school football, as the Cougars get ready to take on Cal Allen at 7:30 p.m. Friday in the Class 5A Division II semifinals, many thought the game was to take place at Texas State in San Marcos. However, the possibility of rain led to the selection of the Alamo Dome. College Station hasn't played there in the school's history. In the NBA, all three teams from the Lone Star State hit the hardwood last night, starting off in Houston.
Harden up top, steps back, shoots for three, up smart, and got it! James Harden! Matching his jersey number of 13 here on the fourth.
James Harden led the Rockets with 37 points as Houston downed the Boston Celtics 107-106 last night. Boston nearly pulled out a win, but Al Horford missed a shot just before the buzzer sounded. Horford had 21 to lead the Celtics in scoring. Meanwhile, in Milwaukee,
down low, Leonard spins, fires, baseline jumper off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, Aldridge. He'll go back up. Shot is swatted away by Antetokounmpo, and it is not a goaltending call. And now Danny Crawford says it is a goaltending call. They're going to take a look at it. Let's get the call from the PA announcer.
Call on the floor stands. The basket is good.
The basket is good. For LaMarcus Aldridge, that gives the Spurs a 97-96 lead.
LaMarcus Aldridge hit a go-ahead basket with 21 seconds on the clock, and the San Antonio Spurs remained perfect on the road for the season in a 97-96 win over the Bucks. Aldridge had 18 points on the night, while the Spurs also saw 22 points from Kawhi Leonard. And finally, in Dallas, Kemba Walker scored 19 points as the Charlotte Hornets downed the Mavericks 109-101. The Mavericks lost center Andrew Bogut late in the first quarter and then found themselves dominated in the paint by the Hornets. And in Major League Baseball, slugger Carlos Beltran and Houston Astros have finalized a one-year, $16 million contract. Beltran hit .295 with 29 homers and 93 RBIs for both the Rangers and the New York Yankees. He's also a nine-time All-Star. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Janet Toyotathon. How can I help you?
Hi, Jan. I've been having this unusual feeling all week. It feels like...
Did you say...
What does it mean?
Oh, that's just the feeling you get this time of year during Toyotathon.
That's amazing!
Right? We've got plenty of great vehicles to choose from during Toyotathon and lots of great leases, plus low APR financing.
I'm going to Toyotathon as soon as I can.
Oh, I wouldn't wait. Toyotathon ends January 3rd. Don't miss out.
Whoa, what was that?
Oh, that's the sound of a missed opportunity.
Hurts my ears.
Sorry. Maybe I should have gone with a slide whistle.
Toyotathon is here to bring in the holidays. And right now, you could get low APR financing on select 2017 models, including the sporty Camry, adventurous RAV4, fun-to-drive Corolla, and the fuel-efficient Prius. Offer ends January 3rd. For more great deals, visit Toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
It's a new day. A fresh start, because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum, redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound, thousands of on-demand choices, and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do, and it never should. Welcome to America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about a minute till. In the first hour of our show, we do a program called Something You Should Know, which generally has stuff you should know.
Mm-hmm.
And today they have one, and we'll repeat a little bit of it in the next half hour, about why they sometimes put three items on a page. It'll end up making you spend more because they put three items
on
the page.
Yeah, it was an interesting you should, and tomorrow they're going to expand on it.
Yeah, we are. It's about saving you money here during the Christmas season, just saying. You know, don't buy gift cards, just saying. By the way, just go buy something for people. I mean, a hippopotamus. How would that
there
be?
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Matilda.
Yeah. Well,
only a hippopotamus will do.
Caller with a great opportunity said, who should be the, in Mozambique, they had that fake embassy.
Yeah.
They suggested Hillary Clinton as the ambassador.
Oh, good idea.
Oh. All right. High today will be about 62. We're looking at 48 right now. WTAW College Station. Brian, it's 8 o'clock.